T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, John Burkett, the longtime crime reporter at WTVR, CBS 6, the television station here in Richmond, is back with us. John, last time we talked, I think we were really seeing the numbers, and I hate to put it this way, the bodies stacked up in Richmond with shootings. Have things calmed down a little bit, or is it still bad out there?
It's been a quiet, I hesitate to say that word, but it's been a calm a week and a half, 2 weeks. You know, we're still up from last year at this time. We have 53 homicides this year compared to last year at this time. We were at 47. So it's about a 13% increase. But over the past week and a half, as far as the gun violence and the shootings, it seems to have calmed down a little bit.
What do you attribute that to? Have the police been able to intervene, or like you, I hate to put it this way, but I'll say it, did the bad guys just kill each other and that's the end of it until the new bad guys show up?
Well, it could be a mix of things. It could be the latter of what you just said. It could be that they're out of ammunition. I don't know. I don't know why we haven't, you know, it was such a trend going a couple weeks ago. I don't know what has caused it to stop, other than we've had a rainy few weeks, and maybe that had something to do with that. I don't know.
Yeah,
people tend to stay inside during wet weather.
The rain, especially when it's a little chilly outside. You're right about that. That's one of those weird human nature things. I had a guy take me to task after you and I talked last time. I think I said something about crack on the streets, and they took great umbrage at that and said that's not a problem in Richmond anymore. And you know, maybe I don't know. Is cracks? It was when I was a reporter at your rival station.
Are
drugs still the motivating force behind a lot of this?
No, you know what? When I talk to police sources of mine, the most motivation behind these shootings and killings nowadays is not the drugs. It's a beef over a Facebook post or an Instagram post. Or I covered a story in Petersburg last night. Two guys were killed October 4th in a drive-by shooting on one of the guy's family member's front porch. It was over a Facebook post. And it just doesn't make sense of you know, they can't solve their things without, you know, it's just saying a few words to each other and then get on with life. But for whatever reason, the Facebook post triggers these emotions, and these guys come down the block spraying lead, and it's not a good thing.
This is my snap reaction to that. It almost sounds to me like a drug situation would be easier to resolve than a moral and cultural society in which people are willing to kill each other over an insult, a Facebook insult.
Right. Well, in the drugs thing that you're talking about, crack is not a huge drug that NARC units are going after today. And it's now switched to marijuana laced with fentanyl, or it's methamphetamines. You know, crack is not really one of those, big time drugs.
It is the drug of choice, no longer. Though.
Yeah, yeah. And meth is an easier drug, and heroin an easier drug to get a hold of.
Right. Still smoked, but for most of those meth users. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, I hate that we bring you on to talk about, you know, the seamy side of things, but that's, I mean, there's nobody I trust more to give us kind of the insight there.
I appreciate you having me on. The real crime is happening in my kitchen right now.
Okay.
My daughter has conned me into making M&M cookies for her before she goes to school.
Well, gosh, That's a good way to start. M&M cookies.
The breakfast of champions.
Now I need to go downstairs and grab the brownies that are in there. Right? Thank you, John. John Burkett from WTBR CBS6 here in Richmond. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.